Welcome to our conference call on the interim report for the first three quarters. I think overall, we are well on track to achieve our goals for 2009, but we are still cautious, not only in terms of new investments. What are the news from the portfolio? Only little news. The construction work for the expansion of the Main-Taunus Zentrum finally began in mid-October after the debt financing was realized. We reduced the investment from 84 million to 72 million euro. Debt financing is in place now, and the construction work start. It'll take about 2 years to finalize that. Secondly, the Artmalt-Galerie Dresden expansion works have started, as you can see on the photo on the left-hand side, and they are well on the way. Also, the leasing activities are well on the way. We are above 50% in terms of space and rents that are already pre-let. Finally, the two restructuring measures in Hamm and Kassel are now completed. In Hamm, we have got a C&A department store and REWE supermarket instead of Real hypermarket. In Kassel, instead of the Hertie department store, we have got eight new tenants. Now, let's look on the figures. First of all, the key figures, all in line with our forecast. Since we come back to most of these figures, I just want to point out that the undiluted funds from operation increased by 9% to 1.11 euro, and the total assets have increased by 5%, roughly 100 million euro. The equity ratio now is close to 50%, and the loan-to-value ratio stays at 45.6%. The balance sheet, as mentioned, has increased by 5% or 100 million euro, which is mainly due to the long-term assets, which increased by almost 78 million euro, mainly due to the inclusion of Kassel this year. The current assets have increased by 26 million euro, which is mainly due to the higher cash position, which amounts to 72 million by the end of September of 2009. Total equity has increased due to the capital increase in early July, mainly to 73 million euro. In turn, bank debt has increased only by 25 million euro, which is on one side the Kassel effect, and on the other side, redemption of short-term debt, so it increased only by 25%. Deferred tax liabilities, according to the P&L, increased by 7.6 million, and the other liabilities were slightly lower than at the year-end. Total equity, 2.1 billion euro. Now, the P&L in detail. Revenue increased by 12% to 94.4 million euro, and the reason for that I will show you in a minute in the well-known bridge. The property operating and management costs were slightly below last year's level. The ratio was 11.3% compared to 12.8%, mainly due to the opening cost we had last year in our P&L for Hamm and Passau, and lower maintenance costs in 2008 compared to 2009. Net operating income increased by 14% to 83.8 million euro. The other operating costs, as well as the corporate costs, were relatively unchanged compared to 2008. EBIT stood at 80.9 million euro, 15%+ compared to the 2008 figures. The net finance cost decreased by 6.5 million euro, mainly due to the new openings and Kassel, but I will show that to you in a bridge in a minute. The measurement gains were up to 6.9 million euro now by the end of September, which is mainly due to the Kassel effect, and there is a slight currency effect still in this figure included. Earnings before taxes were up 22%, 46.2 million euro, and the consolidated profit by 23%, 38.5 million euro. Let's come now to the bridges. The revenue bridge overall turnover increased by 10.3 million euro. 9.2 million resulted from Passau, Kassel, Hameln, and Hamm, and the like-for-like rental growth was 1.1 million euro or +1.6% compared to the half year figures of 1.4%, a little better than before. The net finance cost decreased by 6.5 million euro to 41.6 million. Reason for that is slightly lower investment income, 100,000 euro less, then 1.2 million lower interest income, which is mainly due to the low interest environment we are in. The Kassel, Passau, and Hameln debt, additional debt amounted for 3.5 million extra interest expense, and the minority profit share decreased by 1.7 million euro, which is mainly due to the 25% shareholding in Passau of our minorities. Earnings before taxes. The valuation result after minorities amounted to 4.4 million euro plus compared to last year's figure, and the operating profit increased by 3.9 million or 10% compared to 2008. The profit bridge valuation result after taxes, the delta amounted to 3.7 million. On the operating side, the plus was 3.5 million or 11%. Finally, we come to the forecast, which we keep unchanged. Although on EBIT, EBT, and FFO level, we are rather currently at the upper end of the range from today's perspective, but there are still 6 weeks to come. That's why we haven't increased this guidance. There is a slight chance that we are even perhaps a little above the upper range of that level. As far as new investments are concerned, we are currently in a very early stage of investigating some investment opportunities, but overall, we are still very cautious because the crisis is not over, and that's why we're cautious. Thanks for listening, and I'm happy to answer your questions now.
We will now take our first question from Thomas van der Meij from Kempen. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. A few questions from my side, if I may. Could you give us an indication what the turnover growth was in your shopping centers?
Yeah. Well, the turnover growth was a decrease as it was already in the first 6 months. Overall, we can say the third quarter was weak, and we are now within the German portfolio at -2.2%. Overall, at -1.8%. Very strong still is Austria. Weak is Hungary, and weaker than in the first 6 months, and the same is true for Poland, whereas one center, the Galeria Bytycka, still has a strong increase, but a lower increase than in the first 6 months, and the Galeria Dominikańska in Wrocław has a decrease of roughly 10%, which is also lower than in the first 6 months. Within Germany, if you look through the different branches, you can say that the above or below average, there are the department stores, there are the restaurants, and some electronic markets, and fashion retailers are roughly flat. Hardware is on average. It's a mixed picture through the portfolio.
Okay, thanks. Could you remind me what the number was for the German portfolio?
2.2.
Great. Thank you very much. Did you have seen any defaults in your portfolio so far?
Fortunately, not above the well-known names, but the only name that affected us or affects us is Karstadt a little, and above that, we haven't been hurt by any major defaults so far.
Okay. Has there anything changed to the rent-to-sales ratio?
Well, the rent-to-sales ratio has increased, but the range still is okay, 6.5% to 9.5%.
Great, thank you very much. Could you give us maybe, or could you elaborate a bit more on your acquisition plan? You indicated that you're examining several offers, but could you be a bit more concrete on this?
Well, it's really early stage. We are looking at some German opportunities, but we are not sure whether first we will get them, or secondly, whether we really want them.
Okay. You've indicated before that an initial yield of at least 6% should be on these acquisitions. Does it still hold?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we will now take our next question from Andre Remke from UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Berger. Just a short question on your FFO guidance. You said it is conservative, but do we expect a stronger cost increase in the fourth quarter? Because if I calculate correctly, also the upper end of the range would be meaner a lower FFO than in the quarters before, by, let's say, between 1 and 3 million. So it would be a little bit surprising.
Well, the cost ratio will increase slightly compared to the 9 month figures, almost 0.5% from the projection. I can't follow you down to the FFO figure because I have to look on the figures, but that's on the cost side, that we expect that the operating cost by the end of the year will be roughly 11.8 compared to 11.3%. In the first 9 months.
Okay, so that explains the deviation, I think. Mm-hmm. Then on the project in Dresden and Frankfurt, what will be the number of capex for this year already? Do you have the number?
No, I don't have the number. But it's since we just started in Main-Taunus-Zentrum, it is a very low amount. Dresden might be a little more, but not more than 10 million.
Okay, 10 million in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
After 25 million in the first half.
No, the 25 million in the first half. What is that figure? Where does that figure come from?
Well, this is a figure which came from the booking into the investment properties.
Well, that is a rebooking because. Unfortunately, they have changed the accounting IIS accounting standard concerning building under construction. We can't keep them under building under construction, but have to show them under investment properties. That is the rebooking that took place in the third quarter because in July we decided to start with the Dresden expansion.
Okay.
And that is mainly, the 25 million is mainly the purchase price for the plot, which was already in our books in 2008.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Then the last question on Kassel and Hameln. When will new rental payments start? Or they already started, but what would be especially the effect between third quarter and fourth quarter? Is there a meaningful effect in rental income increase?
Well, overall it's not meaningful, but... It certainly has an effect if you have 7,500 square meter, which pays rent now again. But the amount, I'm sorry, I really don't have mind. I have to look at that.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
And we will now take our next question from George Kanders from West LB. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Berger. I have only one question left. Do you still expect rents from sales related rents, and are there still the same companies paying more or less these sales related rents?
Yes, overall, we expect a figure that is not too far away from last year's figure in terms of turnover, additional turnover rent. As always, it's a mixed picture. There are tenants that pay more and others pay less. In the end, more or less, those are the same names. There are certainly differences in between the years.
In the end, you expect more or less, when you expect more or less, the same figure, then.
Roughly around 2 million euro.
Yeah.
As it was last year.
Yeah. Roughly, the good turnover tenants are less affected by the crisis than other tenants.
In generally speaking, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
We will now take our next question from Kai Klose from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Just two quick questions. First question, could you elaborate which tenant segment has suffered the most in the third quarter or has seen lower retail sales? The second question on Dresden, how do you feel the opening, or how are you affected by the opening of the new mall in Dresden? Do you see any slowdown in demand for additional space which could affect the extension of the Altmarkt Galerie?
Starting with the second question, it's certainly too early to see something. As far as we have figures here regarding the pre-leasing activities, there is no effect so far, but this is only 4 weeks open. In terms of demand or sales turnover of the retailers, we don't have any indication how that develops. We have to expect that at least in 2008, in the fourth quarter, this shopping center will be affected by that new opening. Everything else would be very unusual. First question, sorry, it was the.
Retail segment suffered more.
Retail segments, as mentioned, the department stores suffered a lot. Larger fashion retailers suffered.
Fashion, sorry? Fashion?
Larger fashion retailers.
Yeah.
Not the small ones, but the larger ones, suffered more. Still, where I'm looking at are the restaurants, and the restaurants are still weak.
Weak. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Now our next question comes from Frank Neumann from Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Hello. Just one question. What is the reason for the relative low property operating costs in this quarter?
We're looking quarter-on-quarter. That's always very difficult for us to give the precise reasons for that because we look year-on-year. As mentioned, compared to last year, we haven't had any opening in the first 9 months. In 2008, certainly in this case, we had in the third quarter the opening of Passau. This year, we haven't had any opening in the third quarter. That might be the main reason because there are some costs which just arise, and we don't care whether they arise in the first, second, third, or fourth quarter. That's why we don't investigate quarter-on-quarter these figures.
Okay. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Michael Duchamp from Warburg Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Duchamp, your microphone is open now.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of questions from my side. First one is, you can elaborate a bit more on the announced acquisitions. What are the investment criteria you're looking for, and are there any distressed selling opportunities in Germany you see that are interesting for you? Thank you very much.
Well, we haven't announced any acquisition. We are looking for acquisitions. Say that. Well, the criteria are still the same, that these properties must fit into the overall portfolio. As far as distressed situations are concerned, it looks like that some more will come on the market. Some are on the market, but it's very difficult to give an answer in the public domain on that issue. There are things, yes, but they are top secret.
All right. Thank you very much. And then maybe another one, if you have any capitalized interest costs in your P&L. Thank you.
What do you mean? We always have capitalized interest costs, but not in the third quarter, because we had a capital increase and repaid the short-term debt that was taken up for these new investments, Dresden and it's only Dresden. MTZ, there is still nothing.
All right, so there weren't any in the third quarter.
No.
All right, thank you very much. That was it from my side.
And we will now take our next question from Serge Demirchand from Aurel. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. A few questions from my side also. Can you give the indexation contribution on the like-for-like growth on the 9 months?
What? The indexation?
Yeah.
The like-for-like was plus 1.6%.
And this, what is coming from indexation?
I don't know.
Okay. I had another one on the relating. Was there any relating on the third quarter, and what kind of trends do you have compared to the previous ones?
From my remembrance, there weren't any relettings. There might be one or two little shops somewhere which I'm not aware of, but nothing that is mentionable.
Okay. And final one on the value side, I believe you're starting to talk with your valuators. What is your feeling concerning the valuation of the portfolio for the remaining period of the year?
But overall, I expect still a slight minus, which is also due to the fact that we live in a very, very low inflationary environment currently. Mm-hmm. So the rents won't increase as expected in the past, even though we only had 1.7% inflation rate assumed. But that might be perhaps a little revised. So overall, I don't see any major decreases, but devaluation. But all in all, it will be a minus in my view.
Okay, thank you very much.
And we'll now take our next question from Michael Veraldo from Societe Generale. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My question was about valuation too. Is it possible to have some view about the last transaction you saw maybe in Germany in shopping centers?
Yeah, well, the last transaction we have seen was in summer, very nice shopping center here in Hamburg. I don't have the precise yield, but from what I know from that project, it was somewhere between 5.25% and 5.5%.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we will take our next question from Thomas Martin from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thomas Martin, HSBC. I have also two questions regarding your valuation. Do you expect a negative impact on your property values from declining turnover-linked rental income? And second question regarding the yields. As I remember correctly, your net yield is 5.6. Could you provide a breakdown of your yields for the shopping centers, or maybe in particular for your Eastern European centers in Hungary? Do you have the yield for us, maybe?
Well, as far as the turnover component is concerned, as mentioned before, that is overall it'll be roughly the same amount. There are slight differences between the shopping centers, but due to the fact that the inflation or inflation-linked increases in rents is lower, the turnover rent is probably on the same level. So there might be a little influence due to the turnover development overall, but I think it wouldn't be mentionable. The only center where we really have a dramatic decrease in turnover-related rents, and that will have an effect on the valuation, is the Wroclaw property, but that is treated as financial instrument.
Okay. And do you have the yields for us, so maybe for the Hungary and the two Poland?
No, we haven't published that so far.
Not published, okay. Because if I look on market data provided maybe from CBRE, yields, prime yields, shopping centers, Eastern European prop markets range between 7-7.5%, and your net yield is 5.6%. So,
But you have to consider that the value of the Hungarian property is somewhere 2% or something from our investment property, so this is not a major effect.
Yeah, but you okay. Okay, thanks.
We will take our next question from Stefan Kamran from Petercam. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. A question with regard to your Hungarian center, even though it's only 2% of your total portfolio. Do you expect that you have to take any measures with regard to retailers? Might there any retailers that have to be replaced, or I'd like some background over there, please.
Well, Hungary is on the radar, certainly, because Hungary develops the weakest within the portfolio for sure. And what we just have seen is that there are some retailers that now seem to get really problems in paying the rent on time. So we expect higher default in 2008. That has overall nothing to do with the retailer itself, but with the economic environment. I doubt that we have to release a lot of shops, because we believe that this will change within the near future, and the outstanding rent will be paid, but it might take a little longer than normally.
You're not working on any measures by having, for instance, regular indexed leases being swapped into turnover-related leases?
No, that wouldn't help. That would create problems for us. We'd rather collect the minimum rent, because the turnover component in Hungary is not mentionable.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the call over to Klaus-Matthias Böger. Please go ahead.
Okay, thanks a lot for the interesting questions, and bye-bye.